Lampmen, waterfalls, bridges and pergolas are among the items that will grace the Lampmen Therapeutic Park. For now, it is referred to as the Lampmen Therapeutic Park, but when the grand opening is held next spring, the park will receive its official name. Randy Fleck of Lampmen is the project coordinator and is excited about the park beginning and the work is well underway. The town of Lampmen received a donation of 2 empty lots by the Ron Carson family. These lots are located directly across from the Lampmen Seniors Home. Fleck feels this is the perfect location for the park. Lampmen was granted $105,000 through the Canadian COVID Revitalization Fund, which was put in place to get people back to work and to help with the relief of stress during the pandemic. According to Fleck, this park is to help people get away from the stress of COVID over the past 2 years. It is also to provide a place for seniors to gather in a relaxed atmosphere with their families. It will have easy access for home care staff and will be a wheelchair-accessible park. The park will be environmentally friendly. It will have a butterfly and bee garden, Saskatoon berry bushes, birdhouses and feeders. The 31 trees will include deciduous mountain ash and birch. It is hoped that the trees will receive sponsors in memory of loved ones. Sage grass, sweet grass, tobacco and a medicine wheel are all part of the design. Benches will be placed throughout the park, following COVID rules if necessary. All the benches have already received a sponsorship. The lot will be landscaped so that a third of the lot will be for parking. This area will be paved and may be used by the staff that care for seniors. We believe this project is extremely important to the people of our community and surrounding areas, said Fleck. It is hoped this park brings back some normality for the people. The mental stress that everyone has been through needs to be addressed in any way we can, and we think that this therapeutic park is a great way to help heal a small community, said Fleck. The remaining area will be created into a lush park for everyone to enjoy. The park has been meticulously planned. Every tree, shrub, flower and bench will have the perfect place, according to Fleck. Donations for the park are still coming in. The Affinity Credit Union Council Fund made a large donation and the community and surrounding areas have also been generous with donations. Fundraising for the park will continue. It is their hope to have the park completed in the fall. If you wish to sponsor a tree, please contact Randy Fleck.